This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America. And we've also got our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And that's how you can keep track of us, and we can keep track of you. Okay, joining us right now, hour number one, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start tonight. Rush Limbaugh, the greatest conservative radio broadcaster I have ever heard in my lifetime, passed away yesterday of cancer. But I'm going to read something that I read last week, Kyle. You may remember this. It was simply entitled From Rush Limbaugh. And it was a letter that he put together along towards the end of his life that he sent to former President Donald Trump. And I'm going to read it. It starts out from Rush Limbaugh. My days on earth are numbered. But before I fade away, there's something important I need to say. It may not be important to anyone else, but it's important to me. Win, lose, or a fraud, President Trump, I want to say thank you for the last 4 years. Thank you for making it cool to be American again. Thank you for showing us that we didn't need to be under China's thumb anymore, economically or any other way. Thank you for one of the strongest economies we've ever experienced in my lifetime. Thank you for all you've done for the minority communities and the outstanding decrease in the unemployment rate you had. Thank you for making it feel good to love our country and to be a proud patriot again. Thank you for supporting our nation's flag and the men and women who fought for the freedom that stand behind that flag. Thank you for supporting our nation's law enforcement organizations and understanding how difficult the job really is. Thank you for quelling the flood of illegal immigration and bringing to justice the thousands of criminals that flood had brought us. Thank you again for giving us corporations and giving corporations a reason to come back to America, to make their own products and put Americans back to work. Thank you for bringing our troops home from endless deployments that presented us with little more than body bags and for your commitment to strengthen our military. Thank you, sir, for Operation Warp Speed and for keeping your promise to bring the COVID-19 vaccine to us in less than a year. Thank you for never-ending attempts at bringing peace to the Middle East and your support for Israel. Thank you for your tax relief. And thank you for our energy independence. Most of all, thank you for taking a damn rotten job that you never had to take. Thank you for caring enough for this country to want to try and make a difference. Thank you for showing America how little career politicians actually work for their constituents, and for showing us how much those politicians despise you, for showing America how easy it is to build a great nation rather than rape her to line their own pockets and stock portfolios. Thank you for allowing us to experience a president that wasn't a lifelong politician, but a lifelong American. Most important, thank you, Mr. President. You did your best. Rush Limbaugh.
Wow. Again, just such a powerful letter, powerful thoughts. And unfortunately, Captain, with the passing away of Rush Limbaugh, so many of the things he's talking about there, you've got the Biden administration actively trying to get those things to pass from history as well, or pass into history. It is just unbelievable. So many people just are reeling from now suddenly this jolting turn that the country is taking. But all through it, Captain, for the last 30 years, Rush Limbaugh helped to steer the ship, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, and as we've mentioned before, he really created this format that of the conservative talk radio format.
Mm-hmm.
He blazed the trail. I mean, you can't overstate his effect on this industry, Captain.
No, and I'm going to read a statement from the former President Donald Trump. Now, this comes from 45office.com. If you want to communicate with the president, go to that website, 45office.com, and you can communicate with former President Donald Trump. This is a statement from his office and from him. He says, "The great Rush Limbaugh has passed away to a better place, free from physical pain and hostility. His honor, courage, strength, and loyalty will never be replaced. Rush was a patriot, a defender of liberty, and someone who believed in all the greatness our country stands for. Rush was a friend of myself and millions of Americans, a guiding light with the ability to see the truth and paint vivid pictures over the airwaves. Melania and I express our deepest condolences to his wonderful wife, Catherine, his family, and all of his dedicated fans. He will be missed greatly." And that is from Donald Trump.
Again, you know, just a wonderful statement from from the former president. He got to know Rush Limbaugh. I heard him speaking about this earlier. He got to know Rush Limbaugh pretty well. And obviously, he will be missed.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what the liberals are saying, because if you want some irk out there and you want to know where the dirt and the disgusting comments come from, I'm going to just, I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm going to be very general about what the Hollywood celebrities, a group of them, said yesterday, and what Bette Midler had to say about the poor folks in Texas. You need to remember this stuff, folks, and stop buying their stuff. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, that's hanging on my telephone line. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is very much a part of my integrated health plan. I take it two times a day, starting when I first get up to help reduce the inflammation and swelling that I have in my left foot and ankle. And then I take it about midnight before my show starts because I have to sit for a long period of time to do my show, which is 4 hours long. But I don't leave, you know, I'm sitting here like from basically not moving very much from midnight till 6 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, because of the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it all helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, we'll go straight to the pain at its source. It'll lower or eliminate the pain, and it'll help reduce all the inflammation that you have. Now, the best part about it is it's 100% drug-free. Nothing in it to get you woozy or anything like that. It comes in convenient individual packets. It also supports the healthy joints and muscles and helps to the healing process to move along. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, which is all important. Now, the three-week quick start only costs $19.95 to start. The three-week quick start, it gets it all going. And all you got to do that is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. And my friend Bill the other day was in pain. I gave it to him to help him out. And within an hour, he was no longer in pain for the discomfort he was suffering. So, again, I know it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. If it didn't, I wouldn't tell you about it. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we go to the phone line, I want to just mention a couple of things here. First of all, a group of Hollywood celebrities, we don't need to name them because I'm not going to give them any credit at all, But they were basically throwing salt under the wound of Rush Limbaugh's death. And to me, that's very disgraceful, very distasteful. And a couple of the comments that were shared by a couple of the individuals, and you can read all about it. I'm sure you can find it on a page somewhere in a newspaper or online. They said, cancer killed the cancer, meaning Rush Limbaugh was a cancer.
Horrible. What can you say to that?
They wouldn't want to say it to me in my presence because I believe I'd get in trouble because I'd probably smack somebody. I really believe I'd get in trouble because that's just disgusting. But what is even more disgusting is Bette Midler, the actress and a singer. You folks in Texas and all my affiliates listening to me right now in Texas, if you ever spend another dime on Bette Midler, you're out of your minds because of what she said. And I'm going to read it very slowly for you to understand. Bette Midler suggested that the Texas deadly winter storm that's killed 20-plus people is payback from God for Senators Cruz and Cornyn.
I saw that. And, you know, again, that
she is a moron.
Well, she, you know, to say something like that, Captain, I think you have to have a special amount of moronic ideas here. God doesn't do that to people.
No.
so
and there
I'm
is a
sure,
special yeah. place in hell for that woman.
Well, she doesn't understand. I mean, if Ted Cruz and John Cornyn are her enemies and she's happily calling down the wrath of the Almighty upon
yep.
them, she might want to check out what God says about
them. Now, you're free to say whatever you want to say. I granted freedom of speech, but if you say something like that and people are dying and that's the way you feel about it and that's your comment, you don't get another dime of my money for nothing.
Well, it's a total disconnection from what's really happening to the people in Texas right now. And this is just so crass. It is just absolutely
okay.
unbelievable.
Let's go over to the caller, and I'm going to throw something at him and see if he knows this. Okay, from KMBZ Radio in Kansas City, Missouri, we've got Mike from Clearwater. Why did I say that?
I have no idea, Captain.
Because back in November 1983, Rush Limbaugh, after working for a short time with the Kansas City Royals in the ticket office and their customer relations department for group sales and whatnot, went back to the radio. He started out as a DJ back in 1975 at a top 40 station, and he, in 1983, went back to radio, a talk station in Kansas City, and then from there, he moved along, got an opportunity to go to Sacramento, California, and the rest is history.
His history. And I remember, I think when he was with Clear Channel is when he got that massive deal. I think they paid him like close to $500 million over a certain period of time.
$360,000 a year plus.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And his last reported year, which is that shows here, $83.4 million. Is what he brought in his last.
You know what? And he deserved every
sure.
penny of that, Captain.
Sure, and that's advertiser. Yeah, that's advertiser money and endorsements, which we all get. Not
yep.
that much, but I mean, we all get a certain amount. If I got that much, I'd be on my plane doing my show. Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, Kyle. So here we go. Now, this nastiness doesn't surprise me, right? The Democrats, starting in the summer, have unleashed this vitriol. So we know what they're about, and, you know, obviously they're disgusting. Now, the captain and I were bantering back and forth before we came on the air. Now, here's the thing, Kyle. If we're going to take back the White House and get control of the chambers, we have to, you know, come to some kind of common ground. Now, as much as I love President Trump, we saw what happened over this last election. Could Trump help the party, or could he be toxic? Because I'm kind of worried that if he endorses somebody with all the hatred and all the vitriol, it's going to, you know, spill over, and that person, unfortunately, may not have a chance. Now, I would love to see President Trump be active in the party, but I'm scared that it might have the opposite effect. And what do you think, Kyle? And
right.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Now, let me start something here first, Kyle, because I happen to have some information. First of all, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't buy what the media is saying about, oh, well, there's this rift out there. Oh, there's that. Oh, the Republicans are, oh, they're tearing. They're going after. Don't buy the lie. I've been at two different Republican Party county meetings in the last 2 weeks, and it couldn't be a nicer environment. Plus, I've been wired into a couple of other national things over the last month. Couldn't be a nicer environment. And guess who's in the middle of all of it, Kyle?
Who's that?
Former President Donald Trump.
Well, right. I mean, and I think Mike has a really, really great question here, because I think it's really something that a lot of party people and so forth, they are wondering about this. Candidates who want to run, or people who want to run for re-election. And I think the answer is there's not a one-size-fits-all answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that President Trump is, you know, high up in the polls in terms of Republicans wanting him to, you know, steer the ship, basically. But it's all going to have to depend on different regions. I think it's going to have to depend on different particular races in the House or Senate or governor races. It's going to have to be, I think, a judgment call each time. The reason I say that is not because Trump himself would be toxic in and of himself of the things he would espouse: conservatism, less taxes, less regulation, all that. But they would have to make a good decision based on the environment as to whether or not his presence would overshadow in some way that particular race that was going on. But we have to get perspective. We have to get time. I think ultimately it's too early to answer that question right now.
Well, it is too early, but I will tell you, Donald Trump is right in the middle of everything that's going on right now, and why shouldn't he be? Because he's still a very powerful individual, and by the way, it's still just about down the middle. 50% of the country feels one way, 50% of the country feels the other, but there's a few more people as the economy sets in, and mark my words, folks, Joe Biden's stopping of the Keystone Pipeline, Joe Biden slowing down and stopping the fracking up there in the northern part of the United States, the price of oil approaching $70 a barrel, the price of gasoline headed to $3 a gallon. Mark my words, it was not that way under Donald Trump, because we were just putting as much oil and producing as much gasoline as we could to keep the price down. People are not that stupid. They're going to realize that.
Well, of course, and that's why I'm saying we've got to get a little bit of time on this, some mileage on the Biden administration, because you're exactly right, Captain. People aren't going to stand for it. In fact, I think they're going to be hopping mad by the time.
They already are in South Dakota and North Dakota and Montana and Wyoming and parts of Minnesota. Yeah, they already are. Oh, by the way, Western Pennsylvania, Southeastern Ohio, they already are, because they've lost their jobs. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as another winter storm makes its way across the southern plains and towards the east coast. About 3.5 million people are still without, and the majority of them are in Texas. The president of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, Bill Magnus, said Wednesday that he hopes the power grid administrator will be able to at least partially restore power on Thursday. Also Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced orders to increase the supplies of natural gas available for power generation in the state.
Some natural gas produced in Texas is currently being shipped to locations outside of the state. I have earlier today issued an order effective today through February the 21st requiring those producers that have been shipping to locations outside of Texas to instead sell that natural gas to Texas power generators.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website right now, geico.com, type in your zip code and get yourself a price quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. But more important than that, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, let's remember something here. Whether you're driving a car, whether you're driving a truck, whether you've got a motorcycle, whether you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat, they can insure them all, okay? They can take care of that for you. Now, they will probably save you some money. But if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, too, they can also insure you with that. You put it all together, bundle it, either through your homeowners policy or your renters policy, whatever the situation is, and watch and see how much more money you can save. And I will tell you, I've been with them going on 15 years. They have never done me wrong. Never. Not for a single second. I've had a couple of things where I've had to have a couple of claims taken care of, and boom, right then and there, it was done. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line here. Let's see what's going on here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, is it snowing?
No, it's not snowing, Captain. It's just colder than you know what.
Yeah, well, that storm is coming your direction again. Here we go, but what's on your mind?
Mm-hmm. Well, to go back to our great loss we had yesterday of the great Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
He was a source of courage that gave us courage to be conservative and not to be afraid, to be proud of what you are. And a lot of people would always say that Rush was a bigot, he was a racist, but his favorite guest host that he would have on was Professor Walter E. Williams from North Philadelphia.
I remember.
Remember
him. Mm-hmm.
And that goes and shows proof to people that want to know the truth, that Rush, that was the furthest thing from Rush's heart, from his mind, was racism. Mm-hmm. He always believed that if you got up and got what you worked for, you deserved to own that. And he didn't care whether you were black, white, or grizzly gray.
That's right.
You know, Rush is going to be, he's going to be missed. I miss him already.
Yeah.
I was on the air with Rush back in 2004. And down at Belmont Park, when I had a couple of horses down in barn number one, and one of the top veterinarians in the world, one of the top five veterinarians in the world, Dr. Mm-hmm. Michael Galvin. He and I were standing in the shed room, and Dr. Galvin was standing there listening to me speak with Rush over the air.
Okay.
It was about what this guy in the Oval Office is committing right now, is letting our nation be invaded by illegal aliens. And I said to Rush, it's up to you. We depend on you to rail against this problem that we have.
I got news for you. Don't give up the ship, Mel, because there's going to be 100 more Rush Limbaughs coming out of the woodwork here right now with a very loud voice. This is going to inspire the conservative movement like you can't believe.
Yes. Well, I believe so, Captain. I do agree mm-hmm. with you.
All right.
And, take care, Captain. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mel. I got to run. Now, Mel was right what he said, Kyle, because let me read you the last sentence with the description of Rush Limbaugh on Wikipedia. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Limbaugh has expressed controversial viewpoints on race, LGBT matters, feminism, and sexual consent. Limbaugh also denied climate change and supported U.S. military interventions in the Middle East. Now, all of those have got little numbers on them because it's got some paragraphs down below. You can go take a look at it. But that's a liberal point of view that somebody stuck in there on the Wikipedia page. And it's a shame that I had to see that when I went to look to see a couple of things that he'd done to make sure I had my facts right. It's a shame that somebody actually stuck that in there.
Well, you know, Captain, Rush Limbaugh was always very clear about what his core conservative beliefs were and how they lined up with American values. Insofar as that, he didn't see people as groups. He didn't see people as less than or different. He saw them as the American people, and that he wanted everybody to have great opportunity because he realized, Captain, those who want to divide us down racial lines and other lines, they're doing that because they want to exercise control. Those people are afraid of what happens when all of the different American people, all different walks of life, when they start doing well and have success.
Do you know what his first radio name was? He didn't use his first name, but when he had his first job in 1969, do you know what his first radio name was?
What was that?
Rusty Sharp.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he was a DJ on the weekends. He played music at KGMO, which was a local station in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, under the name Rusty Sharp. He did a Saturday Night of Gold program.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I know he had done some DJing early on, and that kind of helped him to sort of craft, obviously, you know, his ability to be on the radio, but also interject things like humor, you know, all the different things that X factor that went into making Rush who mm-hmm. Rush was. Exactly.
Yeah, and then he went to college, and he dropped out of college in February 1971 after he got a job as a 20-year-old and accepted an offer to be a DJ at WIXC, which was a top 40 station in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and he adopted the air name Bachelor Jeff Christie. he worked afternoons before moving to Morning Drive. And the station manager, the general manager, compared Limbaugh's style at the time to early Imus.
Oh, very interesting. Well, you know, the thing about Rush, though, Captain, he loved America.
Yep.
He absolutely adored our country, and he never, ever gave up on it. And even now, with the turn that it's taken in terms of the Biden administration, what the ramifications are of that, if he was still here, he would continue to tell us how much he loves the country and how we're going to get through this. There's just no doubt.
Right. And he had a number of other opportunities. He found his way to Wisconsin for a short time, was in Pittsburgh, and then he wound up going to back to Kansas City, Missouri, where he wound up with an afternoon show, talk show, in Kansas City, Missouri, and then he started to move along from there. But he's got quite an illustrious career now. A lot of people in radio move around, okay? Depending on where you're at and what you do, my first station was in Bradenton. It was Sarasota. And then I went to Bradenton. Then I went back to Sarasota to the big station down there, the flagship station in Sarasota for everybody. And somebody heard me, and then I wound up coming up here. And that was when Chris Markowski and I got together, by the way, and we started tag-teaming each other. And they'd want one show, and then they'd want them both. And I was his fill-in host, so that's how that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. And, again, it's all about the message. And with Russia was the message. And I'd love that when he'd go, with talent on loan from God.
Exactly. Well, exactly right.
And then he'd do something. What was the deal with the one hand tied behind his back?
Yeah, he would have one hand tied behind his back just to make it fair, he would say.
Yeah. Okay. It was. And then those were the little things that he was known for, and that was really great. Now, Mike from Clearwater mentioned something earlier. And I'm going to bring up what he said here because it's part of what the Blaze wrote last night. Joe Biden instructed the officials in his administration to use inclusive language to describe people in the country illegally. Don't say aliens. Don't use the word aliens, he told the people in his administration. And he went on to say that he's going to replace the word alien with non-citizen.
Hmm. Well,
they're non-citizens, Kyle.
Well, I guess, if you sneak into a movie theater, you'd be an unticketed.
You'd
patron.
Be a non-ticketer.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Something. I don't know what you'd be, but isn't that nuts?
Well,
and by the way, hello to Christine in Sarasota. She sent me a few messages. I haven't got time to read some of what you sent me there, Christine, but I'm acknowledging the fact that you did. So hello and thank you very much. She says she can't sleep.
Well, we'll stay up with us. That's
we'll
it.
Keep you awake if that's what you want. All right. Now, there was a House Democrat, and this is another definition of moron, who has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump over the Capitol riot, saying that he cited the violation of the Ku Klux Klan Act, that Donald Trump started this riot on the 6th of this January 6th. In Washington, D.C. Gee whiz.
Well, people are going to come out of the woodwork and see if they can come up with just about anything. But, again, did we just go through this in the Senate?
Yeah, we got a couple names for them, too, I guess. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yes, there's a storm. And, yes, it's moving from the southwest starting to move out of Texas and headed into the middle Atlantic and up the East Coast. I'll tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much for doing that. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see one of those truck stops and you're out there on the road, hammer down, pull in there, get your fuel, get you some food, get you whatever you need and supplies out of the trucker's store. And remember, if you were a member of the driver's club, you get points for all of that. And you'd be able to use them to save on your bill. Or you'd be able to use it on the driver's club magazine that they've got there, or catalog, rather. But you can also get a free cup of coffee just by saying, hey, man, I was listening to the captain, and he told me to pull on in here, and I get me a free cup of coffee. You betcha. All right. In the meantime, here we go. All righty, that's I Got the Power by Snap, and I played that for a reason because, you know, we do have the power. We, the people, we have the power here on this program. We can do anything we want to do because, remember, they work for us. We don't work for them. And if you put the right people in office, you won't need to worry about whether or not your taxes are going to get jacked up and every other thing. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to bring you on into this, and I'm going to read the statement, then tell you or turn you loose out west. The major winter storm that's been slowly moving out of the South Plains and into the lower Mississippi Valley and into the middle Atlantic and northeast with significant icing is going to develop in parts of North Carolina and Virginia. It already has. Now, strong thunderstorms are going to produce a couple of tornadoes in the southeast, and especially the deep south down around the Gulf, perhaps in the panhandle of Florida, around Mobile, Alabama, too. And be aware of localized flash flooding in the southeast to the middle Atlantic, especially Georgia, central South Carolina, and along towards the middle and eastern parts of North Carolina. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight we'll start in Big Sky Country and in the northeasternmost part of Montana. It looks like we've got the wind chill advisory still there hanging on, but just only up in the very northern parts of Montana. We do have an avalanche warning, though. This is in the Bozeman area if you're coming across I-90, so be careful in that area. Also, as you continue across I-90 and you're on your way to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for example, 4th of July pass, they're reporting slush on the road. And of course, there's probably going to be some new snow accumulation there as well. But as we get into Washington State, Captain, there is a freezing fog advisory. This is going to be in the area of Richland and Pasco. This is along Interstate 82, touching a little bit to Interstate 84, just south of that into Oregon. And so you want to be obviously prepared for that. That freezing fog can be a big, big safety factor.
Yeah.
In the Seattle and Portland areas, it's clear right now, but we've got several days of rain coming in, so we have winter weather advisories in those areas. Down, once again, in Idaho, near Boise, we have a winter weather advisory there as well, this along I-84. Now, in California, we do have a wind advisory in Southern California along I-10 in the Moreno Valley area, Hesperia, that's I-15, and partially up Interstate 5 as you head up, not quite till you get towards where it branches off to the 99, so you've got the wind advisory there. Hopefully that will die down. It does go down all the way to San Diego. Avalanche warning and winter weather advisory all the way up I-15 from St. George all the way to the Idaho state line through Utah, and also, Captain, along the I-25 corridor tonight, Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, Colorado Springs, winter weather advisory there. That'll stretch down into New Mexico, into the Santa Fe area. That's a winter storm warning, by the way, in that area tonight.
Well, here we go, folks. Get a pencil and paper. There'll be a question after a quiz after this. Southeastern New Mexico tonight, Ruidoso, and coming on down that way into Texas and over towards Alamogordo. You have got snow in that area, just a general snow, nothing spectacular. If you're coming east on Albuquerque or on I-40 out of Albuquerque, you will have a winter storm warning. Now, that snow is starting to move a little bit to the east right now. It looks like it could be the Tucumcari by morning, or maybe by the next road report, for all we know. But it stopped snowing in a lot of Texas, and the icy roads have been left behind, and the bitterly cold temperatures, and the places without power, to include the Dallas Metroplex, Austin, places like San Antonio, were south of San Antonio, I-20, east east of Dallas, going into Louisiana. You've got a winter storm warning from about Longview all the way across Louisiana, all the way into northern Mississippi tonight. A winter storm warning for anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 inches of snow on top of about a half an inch of ice. So be careful. Now, going down onto I-10, you've got snow west of Houston, going towards Seattle, going towards San Antonio, and then that becomes a winter storm warning as you get out into the hilly section of Texas. You've got snow flurries all the way to the junction of 20
and 10, and then you'll run out of it as you go to El Paso. There's a major freeze warning tonight down in the vegetable valley towards Brownsville and Harlingen. And then coming up into the northern part of Louisiana, up into Arkansas, most of Arkansas is under a winter storm warning, all the way up to Little Rock and I-40 east from Little Rock, all the way across Tennessee, all the way into North Carolina through the mountains of North Carolina, all the way over to the Piedmont section. You're going to have a winter storm warning to deal with all the way, so it's going to be really kind of touch and go on the driving. Now, coming out of Mississippi, I-55, north-south up into Memphis, you're going to have a real problem there with a lot of the roads, so please be careful. Also, Louisiana I-30 tonight is going to be an adventure coming out of Texas going towards Little Rock, you know, winter storm warning there. You've got Kentucky with a winter storm warning across most of Kentucky. West Virginia, most of West Virginia, winter storm warning. Virginia, winter storm warning through the whole state except for right along the ocean there down around Norfolk. And you've got rain down that way. Higher elevations of North Carolina, winter storm warning. Also, southeastern Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia, Allentown, and up into I-84 country up there around Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Winter storm warning across the southern part of New York. General snow into New England. General snow across the southern part of New York. And that also goes down into parts of Ohio, Indiana, southern tip of Illinois as well. Now, please keep in mind that there's going to be a lot of rain now in the south after they've had that winter weather, and that's going to really make life miserable, Kyle, because that snow and that ice that was in Georgia the other day, it's all going to start melting, and they're going to have one hell of a flood.
Oh, wow.
Good. And then you've got severe weather. I can't forget about that. Severe weather with the possibility of tornadoes right now in the Mobile, Alabama area, and that is moving slowly to the east, right along the edge of the Gulf of Mexico, will be probably in the vicinity of Pensacola within the next hour.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yep. So that's what we got. And remember, folks, the pilot and the Flying J truck stops to pull on in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you in. That'll get it all started. And in the meantime, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way and plenty more to talk about. There's lots of news, but we paid honor to Rush Limbaugh. We'll be doing that all night long if you want to talk about that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.